Nearly 150,000 PA employees still haven't received their November salaries. The Palestinian Authority receives most of its finances from donor countries. The rest comes from tax collected on its behalf by Israel. After the declaration of Palestine as a non-member observer state in the UN, Israeli authorities refused to hand over money to the Palestinian Authority.
This is reflect how the Palestinian Authority is a slave, or the economy of the Palestinians is enslaved by the Israelis and the international community, which supports the Israelis against the Palestinian rights.
Earlier this month, the Arab League pledged to give a financial safety net to the Palestinian Authority in order to make up for punitive Israeli measures, but none of that money has been forthcoming. Observers expect more Israeli punitive measures against Palestinians following the statehood declaration.
Maybe stop flooding cash or money transfer from abroad to PA or even to NGOs in the Palestinian Authority. More economic stranglehold against Palestinians on the ground inside Palestine, which means it is a pressure against PA itself.
The Palestinian Authority's failure to provide salaries has had a very negative impact on Gaza's economy and the purchasing power for families in Gaza. Nowadays, you can hardly find anyone shopping in Gaza stores.
This will face big problem for the families and for the trading in Gaza Strip. We are in big jail here in Gaza Strip. This will affect too much in the whole kind of life and will suffer for a long time.
To add insult to injury for PA employees is that acting Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Salam Fayyad said that his government doesn't even know when it will be able to provide salaries for its employees.
This deficit is very dangerous for the Palestinian Authority, especially if it continues. Currently, the Palestinian Authority is unable to pay its employees and cannot even provide basic services for the people. For the PA to survive, it must provide the minimal needs of the people as soon as possible.
Lack of salaries comes against the backdrop of the ailing financial status of the Palestinian Authority and the suffocating blockade imposed on Gaza. Experts believe that unless the Palestinian Authority receives urgent funds, it will undoubtedly collapse. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.